Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
All right, and again, joining us is Tony Arteman of Wise Wolf Gold. And, of course, you can go to davidknight.gold, and that'll take you to Wise Wolf and let him know that you came through us. But people who listened to Tony, I think, probably did pretty well last year. Maybe we didn't have our wealth doubled, but if you bought into gold and silver, especially if you did it the way that Tony has set up, I don't know anybody else that lets you gradually accumulate gold and silver. You can kind of set it up as a savings program with Wolfpack. You can decide what level you want to buy into, how much you want to set aside each month, and you can kind of dollar cost average that in. And we had another all-time high this week, didn't we, Tony, because of people worried about what Trump is going to do with Greenland.
Another all-time high yesterday. And as a matter of fact, it's hard to keep up with how many.
It's like a broken record. Yeah, that's right. But then, of course, there was some sell-off, as Trump said. Now, we're not going to have a war with Greenland or whatever. You know, there's that kind of reaction to these things that happens all the time. But talk a little bit about where we are right now. And I just mentioned earlier in the program that we're on track to hit $40 trillion by the end of September at the current rate. Now, that's assuming that Trump doesn't come up with any new grandiose scheme that he's going to dump a bunch of money into. Yeah, Jesse Waters this last week when they're talking about Greenland just casually say, yeah, we can get it for $700 billion. It'd be great. It'd be a steal. It's like, yeah, it's only another $1 trillion. Remember when Senator Everett Dirksen said, you know, well, a billion here and a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. Well, now we're spending, we're doing 1,000 times that with trillion, right? And, right. And the thing is, we're not talking about real money. We're talking about fiat money. That's the problem. None of this stuff is real, and it's going to come crashing down.
Well, going back to what you mentioned about Wolfpack and just dollar cost averaging, it's better to protect your wealth gradually than try to do it suddenly. Kind of like you go bankrupt, like the Hemingway reference. So we're yesterday we got official word that the trademark for Wolfpack Gold came in. So I was glad I own the name, and it took a little while, but
that's great.
It's an idea. Yeah. You know, the idea of the wolf pack and just setting aside a little bit of the fiat value that you have that's diminishing and let us find it for you. I have a great crew, great team, and it's been increasingly difficult to do what we do in the face of these prices. And I think we prepared for it well. I wasn't prepared for these types of price spikes because this is not market related, David. I don't believe that the market's truly driving this. I think this is governmental, as I discussed last week with you. I think and it's funny, you see this kind of language popping up now in articles and Kitco. It's like, well, governmental, you know, it's the stockpiling of rare earth minerals and stuff. It's beyond what we've experienced in the last 50 years. And I think this is going to, obviously there's some market forces built into this and there will be pullback and sell offs and profit taking and all the rest. But, no, we're in completely uncharted territory. And you mentioned the debt and you got, there's a great book called The Big Print by Larry Lepard. And, I read that, but I think he's onto something when, if you look at all the culminating events with central banks and governments around the world, they've put themselves in such a place where, you know, that's why they float the idea of talking about Davos is the Great Reset. You know, that's this is something they have to put out there to the consciousness because they're going to. This is mathematically inevitable that they have to do a currency reset. But there's going to be probably this singularity event where there is a big print. Like, you know, you mentioned going to $40 trillion in debt. And then unless Trump does something, you know, Trumpish and some outlandish thing, and which is more likely than not, mm-hmm. that we're going to have some sort of event where there is a massive print. And it might be coordinated by central banks around the world to prop up their own markets to stave off collapse, because we're all these indicators of prices are just these are the outliers and the the tell is the sign.
How do you spell outlier now? I think we spell outlier with a L-I-A-R. We need to get these liars out. Get them out of Congress, out of Washington. But yeah, you know, he could easily do this with his golden dome thing. You know, that's what he's talking about with Greenland. He could build a golden dome with all the gold that's in Fort Knox, if there is any. And then some is probably what he would spend on it. I mean, as soon as he, you know, he does this massive tax increase, he calls it a tariff, and he just imposes it himself. And then he says, oh, and I've got $600 billion, so let's just put it all in the military budget. You know, forget about even the rebate that he said he was going to give to people. Forget about getting rid of the income tax. None of that is going to happen. He will put it into the military. So yeah, he's going to just continue to tax and continue to spend, just like a Democrat.
I think one of the most astonishing metrics that I've seen is that if you take all of the revenue that we take in, and minus the tariffs, but if you take all the revenue that of taxable internal taxes, mm-hmm. and you put them together, that just services the interest on the debt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we are.
that's one of the reasons, I guess,
he's so desperate to get control of the Federal Reserve under his singular control, right? You look at these evil institutions that are out there. As I said yesterday, the UN, the Federal Reserve, his instinct is not to end them, not even to reform them. His instinct is to become them, to become a one-man Federal Reserve, a one-man UN with his peace board and all the rest of this stuff. He's not going to change anything for the better. He's going to use every problem to make himself more powerful. And that's what's really going to be happening with the Federal Reserve. That's the real issue. It's the money on the debt. Because when he lowers interest rates, as you've seen and we've all seen, the longer term interest rates for home mortgages and things like that will sometimes go up. They'll either be unaffected or they'll go up when they lower the short term interest rates. And I think you're also something else that may kick in pretty soon is as he's, you know, gotten all these people and NATO and Europe angry over this Greenland thing, they were already starting to talk about doing a boycott of buying U.S. Treasury bills. That could bring things to a head too, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. I mean, I was listening to your show yesterday. You mentioned that central banks now hold more gold than they do U.S. Treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
And that metric, again, the dollar is still number one held by central banks. But number two is gold. And it supplanted the euro like 18 months ago mm-hmm. as number two. That's why the European Central Bank said that gold was a threat to the system. No, it's a threat to your fake money, you know. And I think you know, the metrics of dollar usage post World War II, right after Bretton Woods, it was about 90% of the world used the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we supplanted the pound sterling, and the dollar was the world's reserve currency. So about 90% of usage, and that went to past 1971 and then started to a slow decline. So I think the year 2001, we're at about 75% of world usage for the U.S. dollar. And then, in the last few years and just talking on your show, this was something I watched was the dollar usage. So the money velocity, and it went from about 56% of usage in 2022, following our sanctions on Russia after they invaded Ukraine. And then mm-hmm. it's dropped all the way down to about 40% in just that time. Yeah. So, you know, if you look at that's the phenomenon of de-dollarization. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most, the key indicator in all of this, whether you're talking about the petrodollar or anything else surrounding that or how much we're going to print, the dollar usage around the world, is declining. And even though, you know, 80% of all of our $100 bills aren't in this country, they're outside of the continental United States, and 65% of all paper currencies outside the continental United States, less and less is being used.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually those dollars will be repatriated, but we're going to continue to print more as the world uses less. So you tell me, what does that spell for the purchasing power of that currency unit? And there's really not any great options to prop that up at this point if you've lost so much usage in such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that's what we're watching really with these prices of gold and silver is, and again, as governmental forces and supply, and then showing the weakness of how much actual physical is in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that loss of usage by the dollar as the world reserve currency at the same time that's really showing up in the prices of gold and silver today.
Yeah. I just curious, yesterday I went back and I looked. I wonder if we're in the territory of not worth the continental yet. So I went back and looked to see what had happened to the value of a continental during the war, Revolutionary War. And it went, they started out, you know, referring it to the Spanish dollar, which was, out of gold or silver, right? And they made a few continentals that were, made out of silver. And by the way, those are worth a lot right now because of, you know, historical value and that type of thing.
Yeah.
They've had some of them sell at like $1.5 million for one continental dollar because of collectible type of thing. And there were also some pewter and brass versions of those, and those are selling for tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars as well. But the actual paper that's there, even though it may have some historical value, the paper right away dropped to 1/1000th of its value. So in other words, the dollar quickly became 1/10th of a cent. The paper continental dollars. We're not quite there yet. We have lost since the Federal Reserve was created. Prior to that, we'd been on the gold standard for a very long time, many, many decades. But since the Federal Reserve was created, we have lost 97% of the value of the dollar in terms of purchasing power. So we're not quite in continental territory yet, but just wait. That may be coming, right?
Well, we're very close. Yeah. If you look at this, some astonishing metrics, if you just use a calculator and a little bit of history, you go back to 1933, right before Franklin Roosevelt, you know, had that executive order about turning in your gold, and you look at a $20 gold piece. That was $20. So think about this. It was $20 in 1933. It's basically an ounce of gold. It's 0.9675 ounces. It's the way that it was set up on our gold-silver ratio. So a $20 gold piece was basically an ounce of gold. So today that's around $4,800 at spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what $20 was in 1933.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is the expansion of the money supply. That's the magic trick. Like it's the gold retained its value. It's the $20 that went into oblivion. And that's that 97% that you're talking about. And honestly, I don't think that we've reached a point yet where that the true loss of value has been exposed relative to the money supply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that it's worse than it. I mean, think about all of the liquidity that's trapped in these markets or so-called investments and other things that isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk about this stuff that's papered over or has been propped up that by the central bank. And so I don't think that we're there yet as far as like a complete exposure, like in the reset, but it's going to be found, like the true value is going to be found in these commodities. And, we're seeing this is the beginning of that. And there's no going back.
Right.
Like I've had people call and say, hey, I'm going to pause my subscription until prices come down. I don't, you know, I love you, but I don't, and I'm not, this isn't even like an infomercial. I just don't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it does, it will be probably something really bad. Like, I don't know if you'll be able to use the banking system. I don't know.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's something inherently, you know, I think solidified in this run.
Well, I think the analogy here, I think back to the Warner Brothers cartoon, right? Where you had Wile E. Coyote and he goes running off the cliff and he keeps going for a while until he looks down and sees that there's nothing there. And then after that realization, he drops like a rock. And, I think that's really what we're talking about. People are going along, you know, running on this fiction of fiat currency. And at some point, people are going to realize that there's nothing to it. And then everything is going to drop like a rock. And then you're going to have this massive boulder of, 40 trillion or 50 trillion or whatever it is at that point in time. It's going to be following us all the way down. To smash us when we hit the bottom, you know, that's going to be a Wile E. Coyote moment.
You're absolutely right. You know, the R. Buckminster Fuller quote, people cannot get out of the way of what they don't see coming.
Yeah.
It's just always been some kind of stability thing, or we've bounced back, or you've had a, you know, end of the 1970s move by the Fed to raise interest rates to the teens to just get it, wrap its arms around inflation. Of course, take out the Hunt family for exposing how weak the dollar was through silver and stop the speculation and do the manipulation of markets of gold like they did for so long. And then all of a sudden central banks start buying gold and this becomes weaponized against the dollar. And that's what we're seeing. And it's really, you can't do those, can't fix those things anymore.
Yeah.
And you can't paper over silver anymore. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
too many eyes on it. And it's become part of the fourth dimensional warfare, you know, nation state currency wars. So it's fixed that this market is permanent mm-hmm. with the way we are right now. Like we're not going back to $15, $20 silver or $30 silver. I don't see it. I don't see how you could possibly sell off like that. And, especially knowing that the metrics, the statistics out there are alarming. Like, you know, the 75% or so of the silver that hits the supply is coming from companies mining nickel and copper. It's like a sideshow.
And so if
the economy suffers and there's less need for copper or nickel, there's not going to be as much silver mm-hmm. because it's something that they just mine on top of what they're already looking for. And so we're years out from, because silver was so low for so long, it didn't support mining companies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like very little silver mining going on. They cannot reach the levels that are needed for demand. And then you have,
we've had a deficit for like 6 years, haven't we?
It's been, hundreds of millions of ounces that had to be taken from the above ground supply. And mm-hmm. there's bottlenecked everywhere, David. Like I had to stop buying sterling again because there's nowhere to melt it and nobody will take it at any price. Everything's bottlenecked. And the same thing with the big trading houses. You want to, like, my job has become like my subconscious, like solves problems in my head while I sleep because I have to get up in the morning. Like, do we clear this? You know, like the amount of stuff clearing because of the amount of selling and then the bottlenecks of it is, I know that it's across the board. It has to be industry wide that, a lot of operators are like, how do I even navigate this? Because it is so uncertain and yet the prices continue to rise. That's the tell. Yeah. That's the tell that something else is afoot here. It's
absolutely it's, right. Yeah, you're dealing in an economy that's already in hyperinflation. You know, and dealing in silver and gold. Yeah. You know, we talk all the time about that Hemingway quote. How somebody that's very wealthy go bankrupt? And he said, well, gradually and then suddenly. There was another quote that I went to.
The panacea.
This week. And the fact that Hemingway said, when we look at these corrupt empires, what they first do is they try to inflate everything, solve things with inflation. The next thing, when that doesn't work, they take you to war. And boy, I tell you, is that not Trump in a nutshell? Inflation and war. It's just, yeah, he is the guy that they've handpicked to lead the sheeple into this whole situation, I think.
Oh, the lizard class always does this. They'll give us somebody like Woodrow Wilson is like, he ran in 1916. He kept us out of war. You know, what's the first thing he does in 1917? Takes office. Puts us in a war, puts us right smack dab in the middle of the war. You know, it's every single time, Franklin Roosevelt, in his, his third term comes out, is like, I've seen war and I hate war and your boys will not be sent to another, European war. Mm-hmm. The first thing he does is get us into a war. it's the same. And I hate saying that because, so much of what Trump ran on in 2016, it animated me. You know, I was 36. I go, well, okay, finally somebody's saying this is stuff that I ran on when I ran for Congress. And I'm like, okay, he took the populist playbook. I could see he kind of mixed a little Ron Paul with Pat Buchanan. And then I could see that it was tap. I said, this is good.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson. And I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute. And I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Mm-hmm. But it's all smoke and mirrors because we don't have, look at our foreign policy. It's schizophrenic. We kidnap people. Mm-hmm. We bomb other nations on behalf of other nations.
I think it's very telling that the people who hated him so much at the beginning, now really love him. They're the biggest supporters.
That's exactly right.
Got.
That's the tell.
Because he's flipped, right? And it's one thing for, when you look at a candidate, that doesn't have any record like Trump. And that was another thing for them. They bring some guy out. He's a celebrity, but he doesn't have any records, so you don't really know what he's going to do. But it's very easy for them to go out and say, this is what I think about this. And they can have the right perspective. They can have the right perspective about every issue. But then you have to see what they actually do. And so that's why, I couldn't support Trump a second time, especially after 2020. That was just unprecedented, what happened with that, with the lockdown, all the rest. And I knew that was the deep state plan that they'd been practicing for 20 years. If that doesn't tell you that Trump is deep state, nothing will. And so, that's where we are right now.
Well, I think we're crazy. It's very dangerous times if you think this is normal behavior by by the powers that be. I mean, you need to read a little bit. You need to sit with that and pray about it. Cause I don't think that we've behaved like this. There's other empires that have behaved kind of like we are behaving, but there's no real example of a nation with our power and standing that has declined as rapidly as we have. And also is making plans for something. Like we can clearly see that we're setting something up, whether hemispheric, I don't know if it's related to the Wolfowitz Memorandum of 1992. We're setting up, you know, the thing with Venezuela, looking at Greenland, like whatever Greenland means to us. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on here. And I mean, ultimately it's God's world. I mean, you got to leave it up to God.
Well, I think there's a lot of pointers going back to the technocracy, of course. You know, you look at the map that he's got there and everything, but it's more than just a map. And it's more than just, let's consolidate everything in the Western Hemisphere. Under the United States. It also goes back to the fact that they wanted everything valued in commodities and things like that, and in energy specifically. And so I think that's a big part of the move in Venezuela. They have tremendous resources, so, you know, make that move first, nail that down. And so you keep going back and seeing these contours that looked very similar to what the technocracy wanted. But it is everything that is there is talking about a massive change that is coming. And so that's why it's very important for people to latch onto something that's been stable for millennia, and that's gold and silver. That's about the only thing that we can do to try to get out of the way of what is coming. And it's going to be difficult to do that anyway. You know, when they have a war that starts, whether it's a domestic civil war that Trump is pushing or whether it is foreign wars and things like that, it's still going to affect us, even if we don't agree with it. There's nothing we can do to stop that. And there's only so much that we can do to prepare for it. But whatever we can do, we need to prepare for it. And a key part of that is to try to get the what we've worked for and saved, to try to get that into something that's going to be more stable, like gold and silver.
Well, certainly, especially, you know, with the lack of trust. And you know where the collapse of trust started? It didn't start at the bottom. It started at the top.
Yeah.
Look at the central banks. They don't trust each other. It's clear. I mean, the central banks, the financial
they know each other.
They know what they're doing. I mean, this is the amount of gold purchased by central banks in 2009 was about 0%. And now it makes up the majority of purchases. Because the central banks are moving away from those currencies. They just see this system is broken. So they don't even trust each other. They don't trust governments, and neither should you. This is the system's going through changes. So don't be too overexposed. The thing about, I ran a simulation through AI to look at the S&P 500 versus gold from 1975 on. And it was like, well, this could be misleading. It's like the S&P 500 outperformed gold if you just bought ounces of gold. However, you have to add in taxable gains, companies that went out of business. Like you'd have to move it around. It wouldn't be. So you're talking about counterparty risk inside of that. If you just bought gold at the end of the day, like, you know, in 1980, it took 1 ounce of gold to get a share of the S&P 500. By 2000, it was 5 ounces. And then by 2011, it's 0.5 and then declining. So that's where, you know, you can look at the metrics of how much it costs to play in something of the traditional stock market. But you've just been better off with counterparty risk and exposure and not having to do anything. You've been better off just buying an ounce of gold.
Yeah.
Than to play all those games that you have to play in the traditional markets.
That's right. Yeah. Just to try to preserve what you've got at this point in time. Rather than to try to, you know, hit a home run with timing or something like that. Anything that you want to tell us besides the fact you got Wolfpack trademarked? What's anything else happening with?
No, I'm real thankful for that. I'm just thank everybody who's still a part of it. You know, we're doing the best we can at the shop. I had to stop buying, and I don't know how long I'm going to run this, but both of my physical shops, I stopped buying at 3 p.m. daily. Just can't do it anymore. It's so much. Coming in and, you know, I try to serve as many people as I can. But it's been hard on my crews and I'm like, we're going to stop buying at 3, give people a break and catch up on inventory. but you can always buy from us. That's never a problem. We got plenty of supply right now, but I would just say, you know, for those who are in Wolfpack, it just hold as long as you can, because, you know, we'll continue to put, you know, the best products in there that, I'm always looking for loopholes too. Like what can I find that would be, you know, even more interesting? And I started doing another thing I did, David, is anybody's, if you're in Wolfpack, you're going to get like some collectible stuff. When you get silver dollars from me or silver dimes, like there's mercury dimes, there's barber dimes in there. They're worth like five times what I put in there. I don't have time to do collectibles, but you'll get them at no charge. I'm just charging you for the silver. They're literally, and, I would say, I talked to Yekka about this, my head trader, and she's wonderful. I said, we're just doing melt on constitutional silver. She said, yeah. I said, just continue to do that. So because there's no outlet for it, like I can't even sell it to the trading houses anymore. They won't take it. I mean, just because they're so backed up and I won't get paid for weeks. So the constitutional silver, if you go to Wolf or DavidKnight.gold and then go to Wolfpack, that's called constitutional wolf. If you go into one of those packages, like 250 or five, you can buy it one time. You just get stuff at spot. So like you're getting silver dollars at spot. I mean, that's nuts. And that's what we're buying. We're having to buy them under melt level. So you're getting, and there's collectibles in there too. So that's probably the best deal that I have. Right.
Who knows? Maybe you'll get a continental silver dollar.
No, I hope not. That one I'd like to keep. I'm sorry.
$1.5 million for an ounce of silver, right?
Yeah, I think I'd hold on to that one. But you get silver dollars from the 1800s all the time. Those Morgans, I put those in there. You know, I buy them by the bag full. So we just pass those on to Wolfpack members.
That's great. Well, I really do appreciate it, Tony, and it's been a good thing for all of our listeners who have gotten into this, of course, in the last year. I don't see anything changing except for the trends getting worse, and Gerald Slinty sees it the same way. As he said, you know, Trump has been really good for silver and gold because he's really bad for the economy and for the dollar, and that's only going to accelerate this next year as he becomes the Federal Reserve himself. And they continue we're going to hit the $40 trillion mark. That's going to be a shot in the arm to gold and silver psychologically right there. Cause you know, every time you see something happen, when gold crosses the $2,000 an ounce milestone, it's like, okay, everybody recalibrates the way they see things. When it crosses 3,000, when it crosses 4,000, well, what's going to happen when the debt crosses $40 trillion? That's going to be an event.
Easily be a $5,000 gold here very soon. And silver will hit 100. I don't know what happens next.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is definitely no going back.
Yeah, this is we're boldly going where no one has gone before. I guess we could say we're goldly going where no goldly one has gone.
I like that. That's very good.
Okay. Well, thanks, son. It's always great talking to you. Again, you go to DavidKnight.gold. That'll take you to Wise Wolf. And you can buy whatever you want. Tony will sell it to you, or you can start your own savings program with Wolfpack. Thank you so much, Tony. Always great talking to you.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project, to make sure the commoners own nothing, and the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
Moto! Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.